Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping you promote your business by giving you world-class recognition. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the inspiring website, PowerfulLatinas.com. My guest today was a single teenage mother who graduated from high school a year early and went immediately to college, where she received her BA in sociology. She went on to get her degree from Stanford Law School. In 2007, she founded PowerfulLatinas.com, a company that would gather together Latino women to learn from and share with one another. We are honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know Network and a powerful Latino woman herself, Miss Aurelia Flores. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sparkplug. Thank you so much for having me.
How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic. And I'm trying to get better. I guess I should say, ¿cómo está usted?
Muy, muy bien. Muchísimas
right.
gracias.
Are you ready to talk about PowerfulLatinas.com?
Absolutely, always.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Let's go.
Tell our listeners, what is the mission of PowerfulLatinas.com?
The mission of PowerfulLatinas.com is really helping powerful Latina women stay grounded in their power. Now, I don't know about other communities of color, Sparkplug, but I can talk about the Latino community. And while it's very, very diverse, you know, there are things that women who have kind of overcome obstacles and really made it, quote unquote, have. Because in addition to, you know, having to raise families, meet obligations and demanding jobs, and do all the things that other women have to do as well, we also have cultural demands. For example, we're often the only person that graduated from college in our family, or one of few. So our families expect certain things from us in addition to all of the other demands we have on us. And so PowerfulLatinas.com is really to support women in, once they've gotten to that level, to really stay there and to remind them, hey, we can really do it.
So what really inspired you to choose that mission?
Well, you know, I think during my own course of career, there weren't a lot of role models. And although there are a lot of cultural icons, if you will, you know, pop culture, people that we see in the media that are Latinas, such as J-Lo or Salma Hayek, and those are great role models in certain ways, but for business, for other kinds of leadership, the sciences, politics, at least while I was growing up, there wasn't a lot of people out there that were people I could look up to that looked like me. And so the idea was really to gather together women and say, hey, there's a lot of us out there, and let's learn from each other.
How does PowerfulLatinas.com support Latino women?
Well, the idea, Sparkplug, is really to get together Latino women and allow them to share their resources and strategies with each other. For example, one of the first things that I did in the business is I started an interview series. And at this point in time, I've interviewed over 60 women, really. Yeah, women who have done really amazing things, such as the first Latina astronaut, the godmother of Chica Lit, and even the woman who invented Jell-O in a cup. So women that have a very diverse background that are all Latinas that have come to really high levels of success to share their stories and how they got there and how they stay there.
Now tell us, what does this mean for women and men like me who are not Latino?
That is an excellent question. And I'm sure you've heard the story, that, or the saying, I should say, that, you know, you need to get your own house in order and then you can help others. And I think the idea for me is really, we have so many connections with other communities of color. Matter of fact, here in San Diego, I'm involved in a group, Women of Color in the Law, and we get together in different venues and for different reasons, but really to support each other. The idea for me is really to get Latina women together, and that's a really diverse group, by the way, Sparkplug, and we can talk about that a little bit if you'd like.
Okay.
But really to get us together to really be able to mentor other Latinas coming up, and then hopefully, really to be able to reach out to other communities, to share knowledge and resources with each other as well, like you're doing.
Well, tell our listeners how people can get involved or support PowerfulLatinas.com.
Well, I'm always looking to cross-promote and take submissions and contributions to the website. For example, I think that, you know, what helps us stay in our power is not just strengthening our leadership, but also feeding our souls. So I have contributors to the website that, for example, talk to us about different Latinos in the media, so music and books and movies, as well as we have contributors from Receta para la Vida, which is Recipes for Life, that have a really clever way of talking about how to address problems in life, kind of using the metaphor of a recipe. So, you know, there's ways that people can get involved by taking a look at the website, seeing how they might be able to contribute, and also letting me know if there's ways that I can contribute to what other people are doing, like what you're doing here with your show, with your book in Atlanta, and with your mission overall.
All right. Well, you've interviewed countless women on PowerfulLatinas.com. What has been the best advice you've heard so far?
Boy, it would be really hard to pick one best piece of advice. I think that one piece of advice that I've heard over and over again is just really to be grateful. I think there is so much in our lives that can be difficult at times, and yet all of the really successful women that I spoke with, all of whom did not have the easiest lives, by the way, talked about just being grateful for what they have in the day and the moment, even when they were going through tough times. And that helped them focus on what they needed to do next. And there's a lot of different themes that I saw that, you know, we put together in different leadership settings. For example, I go around and give speeches to different groups, and we have online leadership programs and forums to talk. So there's different lessons out there, but I think that was one really big, important lesson.
Okay. Well, Aurelia, could you take a moment to tell us about your own journey? Because I was reading your bio and your website last night, and you really have an inspiring journey. Would you take a moment to tell our listeners a little bit about how you became the founder of PowerfulLatinas.com?
Sure. I was a single teenage mother, so probably not the person you would point to as a good role model, at least early on, and actually went through an abusive relationship with my son's father. And I was very lucky to learn some very important lessons very early in life. I also had some wonderful support systems at the educational institution where I was at. My high school counselor, for example, was really an angel in my life and encouraged me to go to college, even though I didn't think either I could or I didn't know how to go about making that kind of thing happen. But she was really a support system for me and not only encouraged me but insisted that I apply to college. And so I did, and I think once you get there, boy, that really opens your eyes to what the possibilities are. And after college, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, I then had the ability to see that there were other opportunities out there and decided that I wanted to go on to graduate school. And I wasn't sure right away that I was going to go to law school. I thought maybe a PhD program. But I did apply to law school and went to Stanford, went to Mexico City after Stanford, and was on a Fulbright fellowship there. That was a wonderful experience. I would encourage anybody who's thinking either about doing a fellowship program abroad or even just living abroad for a while to really do that. It's an amazing experience. And it also really teaches you, I think, a lot about America and American culture. And then I came back to the U.S. and I worked at a law firm for a while and then now at a Fortune 300 company. And I think, like I mentioned earlier, during that journey, there were times that I thought, gosh, I would really like to know how to navigate this particular landmine, if you will, both in corporate America and also in my personal life. You know, raising a son and having been that young has its own challenges with it. And yet I'm very, very blessed, and I've had a lot of mentors, both formal and informal, and I really have seen how that helps us in our journey. So that's kind of how I came to found Powerful Latinas, is seeing that just really support system and how much it means in one's life. And I do have to end my short story there by saying my son is now at Georgetown University, and he actually just started his senior year, so he's in his final year at Georgetown. I'm very, very proud of him.
Well, congratulations on that. And finally, Tell our listeners how you can be reached. You said earlier that you do speaking engagements. Hopefully that's around the country. Is that correct?
It is correct. I've been invited to go different places, and I also talk in different kinds of venues, such as, you know, professional associations and also at colleges, for example.
Okay. Well, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
You can always reach me through the website, which is powerfullatinas.com. All one word, put it together, powerfullatinas.com. And my email is aurelia@powerfullatinas.com. And I'll spell that for folks because it's not the most common name. It's AURELIA. So it's aurelia@powerfullatinas.com.
All right. Miss Aurelia Flores, founder of powerfullatinas.com. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's top business professionals like Miss Aurelia Flores. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another first-rate job. If you'd like more information about our guest, visit her website at powerfullatinas.com. This is Sparkplug encouraging you to keep looking at the sunny side. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.